Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic and Prince Masters.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Boston over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come stop right in. Satellite ain't even that far. I kinda wonder where you are. Already know I can leave it alone. You're on my mind. Already gave you the time.
The 96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. Good Wednesday afternoon. From the Oaksfield studio, of course, in sunny Nassau, New Providence. How are you doing today? Come on in, pull up a chair, call a friend, text a friend, and let them know it's finally hump day, and we're going to get over this hump together. I'm your host, Gabby, of course, and it's always a pleasure to be in your air, in your company. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. Now, let's get the protocol out of the way. I want to say a special good afternoon to all of you wonderful Guardian Radio Today listeners. A special good afternoon, of course, to my top fans, because y'all know I love y'all different now. I have to send special congratulations to y'all. Good afternoon. I don't know why congratulating y'all. Something happening. Congratulations to all of those graduates that are about to be coming out of school soon, graduating UB. Congratulations to those graduates that we see. This graduation season, y'all. So a lot of excitement is going to be in the air for the next few weeks going to these graduations. So I want to say congratulations to all of the 2026 graduates. And then, of course, y'all, special happy birthday to all of the persons celebrating their birthday in the month of May. May you continue to enjoy your day, your month, and, you know, fulfill everything it is that you have been called to do and live with purpose, you know, as we go through the road with purpose. I want to remind everyone that we are streaming live on the Guardian Talk Radio app and on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Of course, you can listen to us on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. Of course, you can follow us on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Guardian Radio, at Guardian Radio 96, and at Guardian Radio 969. And as usual, I prepared a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful conversation for us to have today. Today is the first day since the opening of Parliament. You know, last week I came to y'all live from all the festivities. And tell me why someone was laughing at me, because I tell them, y'all, I got to go try and see if I could stuff my face with some of this food. And y'all, I just came to tell y'all the food wasn't good. I go back to Government House, please, because ain't no house food, ain't no chef like the Government House chef, because the Government House chef could cook, okay? It's just something about hotel food. It just don't be hitting. It's like, it's just salt and pepper. And y'all know our Caribbean, our black people heritage, the salt and pepper just don't do it for us. We need to taste some seeds, some muttons in there, some seasoning salt and some something, some lemon pepper, some fresh lime. Like, And I could tell the food wasn't hitting because by the time as I finished talking to y'all and I looked and see the buffets was still full, I know my people. And if that food was good, my people would not have left the amount of food I saw left in there. I was like, oh boy, yeah, we got to go back to government house. Because when at a government house, ain't nothing that's be left. The buffet has be cleared. So, yeah, that was my time at the opening of Parliament, of course. You know, all the muckamucks is what we call them. All the muckamucks, all the who's. It's usually at these events. And, of course, we were able to bring you some live interviews from some of the newly minted members of Parliament. And then, of course, from some of the senators, some of the different attendees. So we had a very active show last week. And if you miss any of our shows, I want to remind you that you can go to Spotify, type in Guardian Radio Today, and of course, podcast, download it, all of the latest shows so you can keep in touch with everything that's happening. This text say they were just too cute to eat. Man, I think it's sad because when we go to government house, we just be cute. But we still is eat. And I don't know who tell these people because I cute and eat. I can eat. I'm the Bohemian. I don't care. I could be dressed right up in all my nice clothes. And I could be there yamming down, okay? I could be eating my rack alarm. I could be eating my barbecue meatballs. I could be eating all my baby shower food. My macaroni, my crab salad, my potato salad. Listen, I could eat. I know, but nobody else. But when we go, we ain't care how much clothes we got on. We eat. That's the Bohemian way. And then, if we can, we can find a way to tote a plate. I don't even understand that Bohemians are so innovative. You don't have to have no to-go plates at your event, but take a find a way. If that food good, take a find a way to carry it. No to-go plates, but take a... And that's how I know, because nobody even tried tote the food out the ballroom. That's how I know it wasn't good. Pans and pans of food. I was just looking at it. Then I go on and try and get a piece of that steak. And when I taste how hard and rubbery it was, I say, yeah, I see why. I see why all this food here 2 hours into the show. I on the next side. And all this food still here? Yeah, something ain't right. Y'all, let's go back to government house, please. Please. But you want to pick up your copy of today's Guardian newspaper and get your headlines in. Today's headline says, the government announces short-term travel ban. Of course, that is for the countries experiencing Ebola outbreaks. And so to those Bohemians, you know, any of these destinations, you want to be mindful that you may not be able to return home at the risk of exposure to this. So let's keep up with everything that's happening around the world and here in the 242. Now, y'all, today's conversation, you play a vital part of what we're going to talk about today. You're going to play a vital part because today's conversation was inspired by a conversation I was having with a friend. And I told them, I said to them, what does it mean to be Bohemian? I asked them. This is one of my learned friends. And they happen to have dual citizenship outside of the Bahamas. Well, they could live and work in other places. And we were talking about what does it mean. And so the numbers to call to be a part of today's conversation will be 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from our beautiful family of islands, 242-300-5720. And of course, the text lines is powered by none other than BTC, and the number to text in today is 422-4796. And of course, standard text rates apply. So I asked them, I said, what does it mean to be Bohemian? I said, I feel like we're losing our cultural identity. With everything that's been circulating in the news, in the media, even today I got to listen to a few of the shows, and I said, this will culminate well. Who's politician number one? Who's politician number one? You know, everybody wants to know that. Then there was talks on gambling. And then I caught a bit of Dwight's show this morning on Morning Blend. And the gentleman was talking about Cuba. And it's amazing because I did a speech years ago on the potential of Cuba, the effects that it would have on the Bahamas tourism if Cuba was to welcome now the world and really be open up, if this embargo was to be lifted, and how would that change the Bahamas' tourism market and product, right? And all of this is going to flow in today in what we're talking about, what it means to be Bahamian. And then we hear people talk about gambling. And then we hear people talking about corruption. And then we hear people talking about persons cursing out the head of the Christian Council. And I said to my learned friend, I said, what does it mean to be Bahamian? Does Bahamians know what it means to be Bahamian? And I think, start to think about it as we get closer to another independence. And we complain about other persons having flag days in our country, hoisting their flags and not flying Bahamian flags. And independence, every year, as every year goes by, there's less and less flags being flown. People don't care for it anymore, Chris. It's like it's independence. You don't see, it's like Bahamians aren't very patriotic anymore. With the singing of the national anthem, people are talking. They don't stand at attention. They don't sing the national anthem. It's like we hear the anthem playing, right? But no one sings it. So are we losing that part of us when no matter who they are, I don't care how much vocalists you have, if the national anthem comes on, as a Bahamian, we're going to sing that national anthem. So my learned friend directed me to a video. And he said, I think Lawrence Glinton, he couldn't remember the person's first name. He said it was Glinton someone. Said it best. And I came across the video. He said, watch that video. Very old. So you can tell it was some years ago because it was posted on YouTube 19 years ago. So my Lord, if it was posted on YouTube 19 years ago, this would have been the time during CA, not Nuri, look at me saying Nuri, CA, why are you on my mind? C.A. Smith would have been the Minister of Education then, and Lawrence Glinton would have been a senator. And he was delivering this message on what is Bahamian culture. And I want to play that into your hearing. And then I want us to really talk about today what it means to be Bahamian. Because I want to let us understand how our cultural dynamics is shifting so much. And he mentioned assimilation. And I think now in 2026, assimilation is so real. Because as I spoke to my friend about the rights of Bahamians, we started to talk about how Bahamians can literally riddle off U.S. American rights. I can sit here and tell you, okay, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, the Fifth Amendment, the right to not discriminate. But can we sit here as a Bahamian? This is what the Constitution says, what it means to be a Bahamian. These are the rights and privileges. And mind you, Bahamians have rights than Americans. But because, again, a fall down in our civic education, we don't understand this and we aren't passing this on. And now we see a country that we don't feel like we're in control of anymore. So I want to play into your hearing this video, and then we're going to come back and talk about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Minister of Education, C.A. Smith, Honorable Senators, Ministers of Religion, distinguished guests, I am very proud to be here to speak briefly on what I term the culture of the Bahamas. It was a dark and gloomy day 1,600 years ago as the great library in Alexandria burned to the ground. Within its cindered walls, these were reduced to mere ashes. Page after wonderful page, vast knowledge of its most knowledgeable and learned sons was consumed in catastrophic sequence. The great literature and science, once neatly cataloged in scroll after scroll, was obliterated and lost to future generations. Today, in Bahamas, we must assure that we do not allow even one storehouse of knowledge, culture, and experience to disappear into oblivion. We certainly should not welcome the possible loss of our rich, definable past, thus jeopardizing a potentially culturally rich future. The question is, how can we prevent this from happening in Bahamaland? How do we preserve and ensure our cultural heritage? In the heart of every quaint little settlement of our jewel family islands, in the minds of our scholars, elders, teachers, preachers, farmers, fishermen, boat builders, carpenters, and masons, lay mostly untapped reservoirs of Bahamian culture and wisdom. Within these minds, in many instances, are unrecorded knowledge of a rich past and experiences that must certainly be remembered in order for us to foster a clearer, stronger sense of identity, and also to assist in creating a more definable cultural future. Our culture, like other cultures, is a learned phenomenon. It is not genetic. There is no biological gene for it. It is not biologically inherited, but rather socially learned. Our culture is the sum total of our learned behavior. It is not merely the way we talk, but our very dialect, the way we greet each other. It is what we eat, when we eat, our literature, our music, our arts and crafts. It is our everyday behavior, our norms and our mores, our religion, the way we worship. It is our education, and last but not least, it is our politics. It is the sum total of the material and intellectual equipment whereby we as a people satisfy our biological and social needs and how we adapt to our environment. Bearing in mind these statements, we can confidentially state that the Bahamas is culturally rich. And it is disheartening for me to hear remarks to the contrary. Bahamians must cease to measure our cultural depth by the yardstick of other countries, particularly in this region. We must proudly accept and appreciate the various aspects of our culture, such as Junkanoo music, though for now not as internationally renowned as the Jamaican reggae or the West Indian soca. But it is our own. It is us, identity. It is therefore a must that we treasure and promote us, reach or assimilate and or elevate various other cultures to the detriment of our own. Let me hasten here to say that I am not against Bahamians supporting and appreciating other cultures. This is necessary for personal development and growth. However, I am perturbed when various aspects of these cultures threaten to assume precedence over our own culture as a part of the Caribbean and the West Indies, we undeniably possess similar cultural traits as those of our sister countries. However, it is the obvious difference that we possess to define and identify us as Bahamians. And as Bahamians, we must also and always remember that different doesn't necessarily mean inferior. But then again, the question can be asked, who are we? Our educational and judicial systems are vestiges of our British heritage. Our powerful music, our dance with rhythmic, gyrating movements, many of our religious practices, hand clapping and foot stomping, our practice of setting up, order wakes, observe after the death of a loved one, and of course our varied use of bush medicine, are all complements of our African heritage. Our sense of fashion, hairstyles, technology, and to some extent our eating habits and entertainment are American influence. By combining these and other aspects of the aforementioned cultures, one may glean a fairly clear concept of a Bahamian and a Bahamian culture as it is today. Let us consider our language. We have a dialect distinctively our own. As we traverse from family island to family island and settlement to settlement, one discovers various and numerous variations of this wonderful idiom. For example, in Harbor Island, they drop the H. Therefore, Harry hit me over the head with a hammer becomes Harry hit me over the head with a hammer. The infusion of religious ballads is undeniably a carryover from our African heritage and the cotton fields of the South. Bahamian dances such as the quadrille and not the count style are part of our slavery heritage and Bahamian folklore. There is so much culture here in our beautiful countries. Bahamians do have and can have. We must stop defining ourselves by other cultures and so lose sight of what we have. Our country, though small in size, is big in potential. What are we today, and what we become tomorrow is up to us. We can determine how the world marks our bearing if we believe in who we are and what we have. It is quite evident that a new era of cultural creativity is on the horizon in our society. This is evident in our literature, music, arts, and crafts. In order to facilitate this new era, Bahamians and their literature must be constantly promoting, whether through satire or serious drama, messages of our unique Bahamian culture. The love for and the pride in our country must be clearly seen in our literature and our music. Our writers must be encouraged to compile volumes of things past and things present, our hopes and our dreams for this and future generations. In conclusion, it can be said that through culture and the preservation of the past, we can acquaint ourselves with the best that has been known in Bahamaland, and thus with the history of what can be called the human spirit of our country. This spirit compels us as Bahamians to support and promote our culture, support our literature, our music, our dance, our arts and crafts, our way of being and living. Let us support us as Bahamians. In the words of our national anthem, let us sincerely press forward and march together as common, loftier goal. I thank you.
That was Senator Lawrence Griffin. And so it would have had to have been sometime between 1994, because that's when C.A. Smith would have served as Minister of Education. 92. So it was, it did happen. And so that speech was given in 1992, some 33 years ago, this speech was given. And it's crazy how they say when you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat things and repeat similar mistakes. Because in 2020, or Lawrence Griffin, not Glinton. Okay, thank you so much. So it's Lawrence Griffin. There you go. Lawrence Griffin was the senator, not Glinton. And he gave this speech about, and it was titled, "What is Bohemian Culture?" And he thinks like it's a learned phenomenon, learned social behavior. But has our experience now been, because we are so close to America, have we assimilated into their social behavior? I remember there was a time ago you could not walk on the streets and not open your mouth and say good afternoon, whether you knew the people or not. We did it so much that even when we traveled to the U.S., you would be trying to figure out, well, why these people ain't got no manners? Say, they ain't saying good morning. They ain't greeting you. Like, you take that, and you could always tell when you meet, they'd say, it's a part of our Caribbean heritage. You always know when you're in the presence of Caribbean folks because they're telling you good morning. It don't matter if they know you or not. Good afternoon, whatever time of the day, they're going to greet you with some sort of salutation. But now we have our children walking the streets, and they say nothing. You hear them cursing and carrying on. We see this now learned behavior, and we're going to tie it into everything that's happening, right? We have people going on social media thinking it's okay to curse out our leaders, and it doesn't matter where they are, in offices, and disrespect different offices. And we promote it, and we share it, and we think that it's okay. But then when we see the little child down in primary school doing similar things, we're trying to figure out where this is coming from. It's a learned behavior. We do not know who we are anymore, do we? Or are we just forgetting what it means to be Bohemian? The national anthem tells us, "See how the world marks the manner of your bearing. Pledge to excel through love and unity. Pressing onward, march together to a common loftier goal." But for some reason, it seems like we done cancel out the love and the unity in this country. Even when it comes to crime, there was an unspoken law on the streets that if a man did you something, it was man on man, man to man. The women and the children, Grammy them, was off limits. Now we see violence has escalated where your family now is even being dragged into it. There's no more codes. There's no more morality. There's no more conscience. And will this ultimately affect our tourism product now? So, what it means to be Bohemian? Someone told me corruption is now what it means to be Bohemian. Because sun, sun, and sea, can we continue to sell that? The hospitality, even when you go to restaurants now, it's like the customer service has gone to an all-time low. They mad at you. You paying, mind you, you paying hundreds of dollars for this meal. You could buy a plane ticket for what you're paying for the meal. And then they expect you to be happy about the automatic 15 perpetuity. The service with a smile has basically gone out the window. There was times when people came to the Bahamas bragging about how hospitable the people were. How it wasn't just about sun, sand, and sea. But it was the experience and the warmth that made tourists flock to our shores in great numbers. Now we can't even get the tourists to come off the ships. We talk about, we have this amount of millions, this amount of millions, this amount of millions, but we can't even get tourists to come off the ship. So I want to hear from you. Have we lost our identity? And what does it mean to be Bohemian? Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Gary.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Wonderful. Listen, you know, we that are grow up and we went away in the Unaway City and stuff like that, we take the manners and we take everything what we know across to the United States or wherever. But we have get caught up in the system, and then we come back, we forget. So what do? We try to indoctrinate the same habits in the younger people. Them say, "Oh, you ain't gonna say that." I was the government place, and the lady came inside there, and everybody was trying. I say, "What happened? You can't say morning."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "She don't have to say morning." You see, we are forgetting. When I wake up in my house, my children, if they ain't see me, they come to me. They say morning. Sometime we have to put these things inside place. And because we slacken off and we let it keep on going and we let it keep on going, and what happened? We have lost identity of how we should be as a nation. And because of this, we only trying to pull down one another. We only trying to see what this one doing or what the next thing. Now with and stuff like that. But until Ms. Garvey, you know, there was a time, like you said, when we meet people in the food store, different places, you better say good morning or good afternoon. But we'll lose it because of success, because we maybe have more than others now. We are more or less blessed, have good job. We live in a gated community. So nobody's cares no more. So what we are passing down to the little children in the primary school and the junior school, the same thing. You understand me? My last point is, you know, there's so many stuff with this thing, with this plane and the next thing. That's all we into, our own interpretation about this, how many names is on this letter or whatever. See, once we could get into those type of things, how to find out people's business and to pull down one another and destroy one another, let the law take its course until the law, until the United States release whatever, or until the government release whatever, then we must stay tuned and just wait. But we come on this radio and we come with our own interpretation. We come with our own expectation, who it is, and the next thing, and we try to damage control, damage people, and stuff like that. And we as a nation, we really got to stop, you know. We are pushing the envelope too far, and we can, because we may not like Garvey, and stuff like that. So what I can do, I can come on this radio, and I can try to destroy Garvey name, and stuff like that, until we have identical proof. When we have proof, let the newscast bring the proof and bring everything, and then we move from there. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, Carla. I'm going to read some of your text messages. This texter said he was a Clinton. Thank you so much for that texter. So it was Lawrence Clinton. That would have been, at the time, in the 1992, C.A. Smith would have been the minister, then Minister of Education. And I said, Lord, this video had to be old because it didn't even look black and white. The recording of it didn't look black and white. And they were not indoors. They were outside because you could, as you listen, you could hear it was outdoors. And he was speaking at some event. And in all of this, I again push for of our education system. Civics. It should not be optional. I shouldn't decide when I get to senior school that I will pick up civics as an option. There shouldn't be an option. As a matter of fact, the curriculum should be adjusted so that from the primary school level, we are teaching constitutional rights, the rights of a child, because there are also conventions on these things. Children must know as well that
when these predators come and tell them and they're going to be silenced and you're going to get in trouble, a lot of it is because they think they don't have any rights. They think their voices are too tiny and too small to be heard. So from the child in preschool, they should be able to tell you what rights of a child is. They should be able to say that. And you continue to grow and add on and build as you move throughout the educational system. It shouldn't be optional. Every Bahamian should know that the flag, how it should be hoisted, what the colors represent, what the national symbols truly represent. Because from you still telling me the national fish is a grouper, and you look like you've been in the Bahamas since before independence, something is wrong. Because you're now also teaching this information to another generation who come in right up behind you to be just as idiotic, if not worse. Because it is so hard to unlearn bad behaviors. I tell you, I've gotten it, and a lot of our phobias. Xenophobia is such a learned behavior. I find myself trying to pull back on some of the things I even think and say. And I said, wow, this is such a learned behavior. Because we grew up seeing the people around us being xenophobic and saying, well, so-and-so look like so-and-so. And then we hear the children in the school mocking and teasing. They did a psychology study, and they put a black child and a white child together. And those children played, had a good time. They loved on each other. The second you involve racist parents, racist adults, oh, no, 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 no. And they start to, these learned behaviors, they start to say, you're superior or you are inferior and you shouldn't mix and you shouldn't do this. They start to taint the minds of a child. Ras Tabulosa. It's a theory that says that every child is born with a blank slate. So a lot of what we see, and it's a part of the nature versus nurture, because people are always trying to figure out the argument is it by nature that you're born with these genes and you're born with these things, or is it by nurture and you learned a lot of these behaviors? What does it mean to be a Bahamian? I'm going to get to some more of your text messages when we get back, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back after this.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, for greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Name it, we can give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the National Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package. also gives you up to $2,500 damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to GuardianTalkRadio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm over hanging from the Bahamas. It's the place you vacation. Slammed on the door every occasion. If I did it over, I wouldn't change it. Cause this is what I love.
I 96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. We're just having a national conversation on what it means to be Bahamian and some of the cultural nuances, some of the cultural influences that we're having, and what we can do to sort of curb these learned behaviors and get back to our roots, to continue to move forward, onward, together. Because that's the goal. And it just hit me, because while we were at the break, press conference because everyone's in Parliament and the budget communication was introduced today. Shavaka would have talked to you about it at the 12 noon hour. And I always watch, like, the commentary, some of the comments. And I really think that a lot of political pundits believe that government should govern without any type of checks and balances in opposition. It doesn't matter who's in power. Like, I feel like in 2017, even though there was only 4 members in the opposition, their voices were still important. That didn't give right for Dr. Hubert Minister to do whatever he felt like doing and the FNM government to do whatever they felt like doing. Those 4 members in opposition, their voices were important to continue to lend to nation building and making sure that the administration in charge is not trying to run off and do whatever they feel like doing. They are the voice of the people as well. And it's so interesting because we're having a conversation on what it means to be Bahamian. But let us admit, let me to choose a political party to break down and tear apart and talk about what they should do and what they shouldn't be doing. You would have the phone lines lit up because you don't really care about building this nation. Let's be honest. Let's have an honest conversation. The only thing you care about is protecting the reputation of your various parties and what they are doing and making sure that who's ever paying you to call in and say and defend their reputation and their records, this is all you care about. But when we're having a conversation on what we can do and how we can support and the ups as a whole, there's silence in the room. So is it safe to say that no one really cares about it? I think it's safe that people pay lip service to it. We have, when you go to the straw market, you used to see women and they are plaiting straw. Now, you could go to China and they buy all that stuff. They import everything. Some of them ain't too smart to take off the made in China sticker from the bottom of the thing when they're trying to sell the tourists and tell them this is authentically Bahamian. Even in the straw market, we're losing our authentic Bahamian products. We're not protecting the Bahamian artisans. Because we allow
these products, because I guess they could be mass produced and brought in, there should be a limitation on how much of that is done. And if you think tourists have not caught on to that, because if I could buy the same straw dolly in one place, looking, people have caught on to it. And then you wonder why they don't want to pay you $50 for this thing which you didn't make, what was flown from China. But you're trying to say Bahamian, Bahamian, Bahamian. I can't go outside, Chris, and tell you how almost none of these bushy look. Mind you, I used to know one or two of them. We talk about, we used to be from our African heritage, bush medicines. When you sick, you knew your grammy there was new what bush was to cure what. I remember being in a tub of sage when I had the chicken pox. I remember my mom putting me in a tub with this, they get the sage bush and they boil it. And I had to sit in that tub because I had the chicken pox and I could not stop itching at a very young age. I can't even tell you, I think, wow, the sage bush, look, if I go outside and had to go pick it right now. That I feel like that is an indictment, because bush medicine has become very much a part of our culture. It is, has it not? But how much of the my generation and the generation behind me can actually go and say, that's one sarsi tree right there. I need to go boil some of that bush. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Hey, good afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, well, so it's sad, but I'm glad you have this topic today, because, you know, the culture of the Bahamas was not really being protected, right? And when you have a country or with their culture would be replaced by whoever is there to express their culture. And, you know, we had an incident in this country where we had the radio station, where we had the airwaves, we said it was opened,
mm-hmm.
right? And to show you how far we were from our culture, right, we had a radio station what closed down the day and was designated, just, I mean, was one of the only radio stations who was actually every day 80%, 75%, right, promoting mm-hmm. the Bahamas. But today, we have radio stations today, they don't even know they're in the Bahamas, because mm-hmm. hardly any of what is, especially being played on our areas, it has nothing to do with our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wake up in this country and understand that, hey, everybody protects their culture. Doesn't matter where they're from,
mm-hmm.
they protect their culture. And that's why Jamaica still Jamaica, Cuba still Cuba, Haiti still Haiti, America still America, Trinidad and et cetera, et cetera. But the Bahamas decide that, look, hey, we could bring everybody in culture, without understanding that the dominant culture can win. And today, we are moving into a Creole culture in the Bahamas, because we don't want to accept what we are saying. And our brothers and sisters from the West, I mean the South, they don't have a tourism product. But you check who's working in the tourism product.
Hmm? In the tourism industry.
So at the end of the day, because our culture was taken away from us because of price, what it costs. So today, and another thing, Gabby, the tourism product is something the Bahamian people should have already owned, or should have had more activity going on in that ministry, other than just the taxpayers paying a minister to oversee tourism, which is run by foreign entities, right? So all of this is an indictment on why we see what we see. Because tourism in itself, in my view, is supposed to be the catalyst to push tourism, because everybody, if you come to the Bahamas as a tourist, you come in to experience culture, not tourism. Mm-hmm. Culture. And that's where we missed the boat, Gabby.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution. Let me squeeze the next caller in before we have to go to the news break. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Yes, good afternoon, Gabby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Gabby. I've been doing well. I heard you talking about behemoth and culture and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Roots and things,
right?
Mm-hmm. Roots and stuff, right? And I heard talk about African heritage, right? I mean, I guess safely to assume that our roots would be in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and you know, like when you observe, because black is not only behemoth here. You know, you got Greek behemoth, Chinese behemoth, right? You got all these different types of behemoth. So just because, you know, when you say behemoth, you know, only black. You know what I mean? Because, you know, prior to that, I heard the other day that individuals who had passports before independence had it in it British citizen, not Bahamian inside the passport, right? So we are trying to create. So it's kind of like we're trying to establish. But the question, Gabby, is like when I ask you about the different Bahamians, right, who are here, they have their culture from their homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are here in the Bahamas, and they call themselves Bahamian, right, Gabby?
Yeah.
They still have their culture from their homeland.
Wow.
You understand? You get the part? See, but see, us, we as Bahamian, we as black people here, right, we ignoring our homeland and we trying to establish, create a culture for ourselves. And let me say this to you, Gabby. The culture that we have here is mostly bred from slavery survival. So you can call it survival culture. The things we eat, pig feet. You know, you understand?
I just tell someone that.
You know, all of those things that we eat those things because those things were the scraps that were left over from the animals that we got to be made delicacies out of that we tried to make.
And I like me a good sheep tongue, I ain't gonna lie.
But now we call them our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Now, let me say this. For me, right, because like I said, our roots is in Africa. I mean, Gabby's an intelligent person, but see, listen to this. You mentioned we about to celebrate independence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, I've heard intellectuals say that our independence is a sham, right? But those same intellectuals, though, will celebrate it. You understand? But it's a sham. You know, but we still defend it and celebrate it. See, it's like we don't take it seriously. But let me tell you something, Gabby. When we mature, when we truly mature as a people, and you talk about culture, right, is when we will embrace our roots, which is Africa, because Bahamian is a construct of our imagination. You know, like I said before, Gabby, we are not the only Bahamians. Black people are not the only Bahamians here, but every other person who is here, because before 1973, British citizens, whoever was here, became Bahamian regardless of their race. But they have the culture from their homeland, Gabby. But us over here, right? Us over here, we are stuck in a mentality where we feel as if what we've been through in slavery, our survival culture, is our culture. And then we use that, right? And we compare that to our brothers and sisters around.
Listen, I want to invite you to call me back because I want to hear from you after the news. What to you then it means to be Bahamian and what we should be teaching our children is Bahamian. We have to run to the news. Caller, I see you on the line as well. We'll get back right after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for upbeat, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I don't go in water. I just go to pump fight with somebody's daughter. I like to go diamond. La 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 la. Hey,
you should know I'm a Bahamian. From the Bahamas, it's the place you vacation. Slap down the door.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Listen, I don't know how y'all tell me I give out the phone line numbers too fast. Chris, they tell me I gotta slow it down when I give out the phone numbers because they miss it. So here are the lines to call in to the show. So this is for any Guardian show. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316,
1-800-242-4259. And you can call us toll free from the violence, 242-300-5720. And the text number to call, to text, don't call it, 422-4796. And of course, you can take us anywhere you go on the Guardian Talk Radio app and on guardiantalkradio.com. I didn't get to do this at the top of the show, but extend my deepest sympathy and condolences to the Roberts family on the passing of Mr. Rupert Roberts. May his soul rest in peace and rise in glory. Before we went to the news, we were talking about what it means to be Bahamian. I have a lot of your text messages. I see the phone lines, so let's clear the phone lines, and then we'll go and read some more of your texts. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, Gab, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. And you like to do, like, research, right?
Pardon me?
And you like to do, like, research.
Research?
Yes.
What are you saying about research?
You are known to be a person who does, like, a lot of research.
Yes, sir. I try to before I speak on things.
Okay. I'm going to pull a cat out of the bag for you.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 40 years ago, we made an attempt to ban dialect off radio waves.
There was an attempt made to ban dialect off of the airwaves. So, how I is be on here talking, but I'm over there and I ain't doing this. Yeah. You trying to tell me.
Yes.
Right, would have had to sanction me and say, I better use the Queen's English or he would deport me out this station.
It may have been only in the broadcasting of the news, but it went over so badly.
Mm.
You know, we had a very negative reaction.
Okay? Wow.
You know, and the person who ahead of the bill actually was a former radio announcer, you know, who became a politician.
Mm.
Now, it gives you an insight into something that goes much deeper. If we have leaders who aren't prepared to protect the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the straw market, any straw market you go into right now, more than half of the persons who are selling the goods have been hired by Bahamians in their stalls.
Mm.
It goes to the straw market. It goes to those who rent out their license plates, the taxis. You know, we talk about this stuff, but we had a problem. Okay, in the culture, it's us who turn our back on in the name of economic expediency we trying to attain.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, I love your topic.
Thank you so much, Carla, and appreciate your contribution. I want to get to some of our text messages. This texter says, we do need a new national product other than sun, sand, and sea to diversify the economy. Especially if Cuba and others bounce back, we need other ways to create jobs and pump money into the Bahamas. I can tell you, a lot of our Caribbean counterparts have other ways. When I went to Aruba a couple years ago, two years ago, and I was able to visit their aloe plants, and they had acres and acres of aloe that they were still growing, producing, and making products. I know a lot of us would be aware that aloe treats burns. So sunburn, you buy your little aloe products and creams. Aloe is good for so much things. I had really bad dandruff at one point. And one of my older friends, she was like, oh, yeah, she cut that, spliced that open, and she greased my scalp with it. And can I tell you, I didn't have any itching or anything for quite some time. So there are so many benefits to it. And Aruba is producing it, exporting it. So while tourism may still be their number one industry, they also deal in transshipment and petroleum. So our Caribbean counterparts are outdoing us, outperforming us. There was one time when the Bahamas was looked at as the crown jewel of 700 islands. And, you know, like, how does saying go? Discover Nassau, a jewel and a crown of 700 islands. My best friend literally always cracks a joke and she says, girl, I come here on a cruise and I see why the cruise leaves at 5 o'clock. There's nothing to experience other than getting drunk. What is there to do? Have we become a culture of drunkards? Can I go anywhere and have a straw making class and someone teaches me how to plait bohemian straw and I leave with something, whether it's a straw bag I was able to make myself or something, a straw hat, something that says, this is what I did when I came to the Bahamas. Or I have a bohemian cooking experience where at that class I was able to learn how to make authentic bohemian dishes. I could do conch salad. I mean, there's nothing to do when you come off the ship. If I didn't live here, I would come here once and not come back at all. On top of that, you add the extensive cost of living. Your dollars can go much further everywhere else in the Caribbean you visit. And guess what? Reality check. For those of you who have not left here, they got sunshine and sea as well. They have crystal waters as well. So when our attitudes become, well, people got to come here if they want to go on the beach. You mean half of the beaches now, what? We now, when we talk about culture, the beaches are being consumed. I don't even know if there are much public access to beaches. There's one little, smaller space on Goodman's Bay. Now everybody got to cram up and go. Awaki, they didn't put a hut on every piece of the sand. You cannot even go to the beach. It has come to the point where if you don't go to some private island, you cannot even experience. We tell people, oh, I live where you vacation. But do you vacation where you live? This text says, children / people walking the street may not speak English, broken English, so they don't want to be identified for their origin. Imagine sitting in the clinic and asking a pregnant woman on your left or right what name they just called. No parle English. This is coming in from the text line. Good day. Some people don't see good in and know the day, noon, or night. So that coming in from our text line. This text says, let me know who that person is who doesn't like Gabby. I'll deal with them. Texas, I tell you, listen, my G-score got my back. They got my back. This text says, good day, Gabby. Please tell your caller the information is public knowledge, so people will speculate regardless which party is being castigated. We do care about the reputation of our country. Coming in from the text line. This next text says, all we need is governing in the sunshine. Post everything or go. You must speak our Bahamian dialect perfectly. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
A pleasant evening, Gabby.
A pleasant day. How are you?
Gabby, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. What you talk about? When Bahamians jump on a plane, they go to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
All they hear is reggae.
Uh-huh.
You live in, you land in Kingston, you land in Montego Bay, all you hear is reggae, reggae, reggae.
Mm-hmm.
You go by Bob Mulvey's Rio, Ocho Rio, mm-hmm. reggae, reggae, reggae. Then you come to the Bahamas, what you hear? Reggae, reggae, reggae. The Bahamian people don't even want to play their own Gab Calypso and Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
We even need to tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, Gabby, what went wrong? Because one time I remember, I'm 75 years old, from Montague Beach Hotel all the way to Life at Key. All the nightclub, all you have is Calypso and Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Butter, you name it, that's all we used to hear. Chippy and all of them. We don't hear them no more. We had nightclubs that you could go to. Hey, we go to work from Monday to Thursday. From Thursday, everybody started nightclub in Paradise Island all over the Bahamas. All of a sudden, they took everything from the Bahamian nightclubs over the hill and everything. Now you got to go over Paradise Island to all the other places. And guess what? We heard no Bahamian music no more. Teddy Pendergrass, Jerry Buckner, there was nice music.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you go now, you go to Fish Fry, all you hear is reggae, reggae, reggae. We don't even promote our own Chowka New.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can promote that we want Carnival in the Bahamas. What about Chowka New?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gabby, I wonder what went wrong. I'm 75 years old. I don't even want to go out no more to no nightclub. Because all it is reggae, reggae, reggae.
You would need to be outside. I've got hours.
Just want to die home. I want to go out and enjoy myself.
I understand what you're saying, Sparky. I do understand. And I am a sucker for some good Bahamian music.
When are we going to stop that? And then when we look at our politicians and our priests, they all dancing to this nightclub, and they dancing to reggae, reggae, reggae. And then you got the talk show host. When they dig it up, they talk show. When they open it up, they got reggae, reggae, reggae.
But did you like my nice I'm a Bahamian song?
I are a Bahamian. I guess what? A lot of people don't like Sparky because most of the people who call it in, they talk about, I know most about Dara. I know this one, though. Both, but, yeah, okay, you got certain people call these talk shows. Know everything about Dara. Everything about education, everything, but politics. They talk about that every day, all day on Guardian, but nobody's talking about Bahamian.
So we talking about Bahamian today, Sparky. We talking about Bahamian today. What Bahamian fruit you got planted in your yard so I could stop and pick up mine and ride a stick? What in season?
Before you go, I just planted about 11 fruit trees. My neighbor come there today with a handful of governor plums. So sweet, he say, Sparky, you realize the fruit trees are trying to say, don't start bearing?
Mm-hmm. We have rich soil in the Bahamas.
No, the problem is, go to any other park in the Bahamas. See if they look like Sparky's park in Paradise.
I know. Thank you so much for being proud to be Bahamian, Sparky. We'll continue to make sure that the Bahamian culture lives on. Make sure I have, I think I eat almost all the fruits, you know. I love me some Bahamian fruit. Atili, canap, soursop. I eat them all. Pog plum, cocoa plum, mango, whatever. I eat them all. I love me those seasonal fruits. This text says, Gabby, mother, who picks her granddaughter up in the afternoon from a private school in the Village Road area. If 50 students pass me standing in my favorite waiting area, maybe one or two might say good afternoon. I'm telling you, some of them must look you dead in your eye and be like, well, what you looking at me for? Like, what are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to do? This text says, I just tuning in, but preach. We live in the fragile comfort of our proximity to the USA. They close their doors, we lock. Cuba, get that embargo lifted. We're dead in the water with tourism. That is coming in from our text line. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby. We're talking about what it means to be Bahamian.
What happened to the people-to-people program that they used to have years ago when I was a young woman? I'm 87 now. At Government House. They're a tourist Government House.
Uh-huh.
And you, it was a way that they had, you could invite them. You can cook food, a dinner for this family or two families. and cook for them and invite them to your house. You pick them up and you bring them home to your house.
Well, child, mom, I know we in the culture of picking people up now. You see what's happening in this country?
Yeah, but that was a good program. That's how the tourists get to know more about the Bahamas.
Mm.
Because the Bahamian people invited them out to their house and see that they get. We took them back to the hotel safe. We picked them up and we cook our native group of peas and rice and whatever we cook, same conch, same fish. And we served them outside on the patio. Have little music going, and it used to be beautiful.
I have
they
to look into
start
that.
That people-to-people program again,
because
they
the
want to
program.
With the guests, the tourists.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Thank you. I'm going to look into that. Thank you so much for that. And I love these opportunities, dying with the generations, right? Because I never knew anything about that mind you, the name sounds familiar, but I didn't know that. But that people-to-people program, and then the climate we're living in now, where we just had someone, it was in the news recently, with persons being robbed from Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that. So will people feel safe now with some random stranger coming off of the ship to meet some random Bohemian? And now we have to get back to the place where there was one time when Bohemians could have left their doors unlocked. And you know nobody was coming to walk in your house. On many family islands, they still live like that. And if somebody come in that house, you know they're from Nassau, because no one would break in. Anything missing, the people on the island knew who what. It's so crazy. There's a particular island where they said there's a local shop. They don't have to hire anybody to work in it, because you go in the shop, you get what you have to get, and you leave the money and you write your name in the book. And you leave what you've gotten, the items, and the money there at the counter. It's a self-serve store. You think we could operate any self-serve store at Nassau? What is going on with that culture? We've become a simulus, an archipelago, and we're city men and women now. We're city girls and city boys. That's what happened to us. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon there. Turn your radio down for me.
We cannot have a self-service store. Not really depends, you know, on which area of New Providence you put it. I believe it can still work. And I'm calling with regard to what the lady said as she spoke about the People to People program is alive and well.
It is?
I think Ms. Bastian is in charge of it, tourism, because I have a very good friend who is a hostess for People to People, and she always has, when she has an evening with her guests, and they come to her home via taxi service or, you know, they arrange proper transportation for them. But Gabby, you know, yesterday as I passed, I always like to drive the western side of New Providence on my way home. And I looked on Goodman's Bay and I shook my head. They had a party, and I'm sure that was probably arranged.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, there are too many tents. There are too many vendors on the beach side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the incoming chairman, I think that's Beaches and Parks, needs to look into that, beautify Goodman's Bay, fix up Sanders Beach,
mm-hmm.
and do something with Arawak. Need any more tents going up at Arawak Key?
Please, Jesus.
And I believe... Eh?
I said, please, Jesus. Please, someone.
And mm-hmm. I believe they need to set up some type of protocol for it. It's come on, you know. We as a country, we still have a lot to offer, and we just need to manage it properly. And the straw market is no longer a straw market, as I knew it as a young girl. It's a marketplace where everything is sold.
Mm.
Not hardly anybody sells our authentic Bahamian wares. And I don't even know if we would get back to that because you have the port. People can go to the port and purchase items, and they can go elsewhere. I'll call some names, but I won't because I'm not paying you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we still have a beautiful country. We all just need to work together, manage it properly, and we will see the glitz and glamour of our chain of islands. Have a lovely day, Gabby.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Let me get some more of your text messages in. I see them rolling in. This person says, until high-ranking politician and his cabal are found, and his cabal are found, nothing else matters. High-ranking politician is attacking the very foundation of the nation. This is coming in from our text line. This texter says, good day, Gabby. This is why I love listening to you, because you always keep it real and you only push the Bahamian agenda and no one else's agenda. Thank you. Listen to me. I am so proud to be whatever it is. And I think I'm going to say what I feel like it means to me closer to the end. But I am so proud everywhere I go. Every time I'm traveling internationally, it's so serious that I have to find something. If it's not like a Bahamian color, I have to find something. Like, I need you to know that I come from that little tiny place, that little archipelago on the map. So I wearing a dress from a Bahamian print dress. I'm wearing something identifiable to the Bahamas. And people always stop me and are like, where is this? Where did you get this? And you're from the Bahamas. I mean, even if it's just a Bahamas flag or fan or something to represent the 242. I'm like, this is my little country. I can't go nowhere and take up residency. So everywhere I go, I'm going to promote the Bahamas. So I haven't given up, and I don't want Bahamians to give up on us. I want us to really, even as we call into these programs, this is the network. We have a network of people, like-minded people that can come together. There are things we don't just have to wait for governments to do. But if you hear and you find yourself in the room with like-minded people, this is how movements are started and shifts are created. And then you see governments getting beat on the bandwagon after the fact, right? Sometimes we can't just wait for them to push the Bahamian movement. We have to do it in whatever spaces we're in. And that's what I'm committed to doing. So we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to finish talk about what it means to be Bahamian.
Turn a Chusaw into a galactic adventure with the Mondo and Grogu Whopper Combo. Featuring special shake fries. Whether you're a bounty hunter in training or just there for your way, Burger King Nassau has everything Mandalorian and Grogu related. You can walk, grab the toys, the mugs, the crowns, and your crew. And head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to GuardianTalkRadio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality product that is tech-friendly, efficient staff, makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I like going on the floor. I don't like to roll. I like make my lady flow. I like swimming up the Nile. I don't need more, don't need some. That's just in my style. I like things in life. I'm so rolling on the side.
Oh, 96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. Why are you talking on my business? Because I like peas and rice with macaroni and potato salad, yeah, gum tree starch on my plate. And then I got to go with a nice piece of fry, snapper, or coupon. But I find myself liking hog snapper more than I like coupon. Now, you know, I feel like the meat in hog snapper, y'all missing out that one nice, big, juicy hog snapper. And if you go to bake, you know what it's give you. I ain't promoting them because they ain't paying for no publicity. So I just can say, you know the place, East Bay, where they have the fresh catch. And you could even, you know, if you bring your snapper, they fry it for you too, your hog snapper. And, oh my gosh, with that bohemian peas and rice, sometimes I just have to get coleslaw though. I just have to be conscious. I can't eat the macaroni all the time. So I just get coleslaw. And I feel like I had some vegetables on the side. And then I like my platin fried dark. I don't want no white platin. Don't bring me no white looking platin. Fry my platin dark, please. And I want crab and rice. Forget the piece of rice. Sorry. I want crab and rice. A nice piece of I'll take snapper or grouper. Okay? Fry it a little dry, not too dry. Because I want the meat inside dry. Because some of y'all just don't understand the assignment. And it has to be seasoned with fresh lime. Don't put no lime juice on my fish. I need fresh lime. And then we can start talking about what it means to be bohemian. Because half of y'all can't cook. And y'all who just be putting all these things in macaroni, other than what's supposed to be in macaroni, time don't go in macaroni. I need y'all to stop it right now. Mustard don't go in macaroni. Stop it right now. Y'all are doing an injustice to what it means to be bohemian. I need y'all to go back to y'all Grammy and ask her if she ever put any darn mustard in any baked macaroni. Where did y'all get that nastiness from? It's an atrocity. Do not call it bohemian macaroni when you do that. Please. And please don't sell it to me either, because I could be very, very, very mad. Anyway, we interrupt this long rant on food to go back to the call live on Guardian Radio Today with Gabby. All right, how are you?
All right, and I agree with you, Gabby. If anyone put lime juice on fish, you need to call the police.
I'm serious, man. Listen, they doing it now. All kind of shortcuts to cooking on bohemian dishes.
That don't even make sense. Anyhow. But yeah, but you say you're talking about the bohemian, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, would it be fair to say that that it began in 1973? Then, like how we was talking about the British citizen thing, would it be fair to say that bohemian began in 1973 first?
Probably based on what the information that you're giving me, because there were many persons that were here that assimilated now into being Bahamians, being called Bahamians, the Greeks. You also had a strong representation of Chinese now in our culture. And,
Yes. And
as well as we even see, there's also a silent movement behind the scenes of Filipinos. A lot of persons don't talk about it, but we have a lot of Filipinos and other Spanish natives. We Mexicans, a lot of natives. They are now assimilating into, because I was in the food store the other day and I noticed it. And I find myself noticing more and more Spanish natives. And I said, okay. So the xenophobia takes us to the south first. But are we noticing the other persons here?
But since you mentioned that, Gabby, since you mentioned that, I mean, since you mentioned the increase of the individuals, like the, I guess you could call them the natives from this area, from this region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, I mean, like, if you want to be fair, right, if you want to be fair, and to be really fair about it, right, like how we're talking about homeland and different stuff, right, this land really, truly belongs to their people more than us. Columbus take it from them.
Mm.
And I'm only being real with you. You understand what I mean? And that further complicates the situation that we're in, because it's just a matter of us, who proud to be Bahamian, right? It's just a matter of us refusing to accept or act on the reality that our... Because, you know, you mentioned it, Gabby.
There were people we met here.
He mentioned it also, right?
Yeah.
But throughout my life as a Bahamian citizen, right, growing up in this country, right, I mean, that African was the furthest thing from being taught to me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I feel as if when we do that, Gabby, we do the children an injustice, because right now, how you were talking about how society is seemingly getting, you know, falling down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the tension that is said to be in the schools between our black African children, based on a divide that was created through slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Haitian Bahamian children having these so-called clashes in schools.
Mm-hmm.
When it can be solved, if you only teach them about their roots and make them appreciate who they really are. It's so simple. You see, we as Bahamians, we won't hold on to this pride thing. But back to my question, Gabby, when I was asking you about the 1973 thing, right? What took place in 1973, Gabby, that you say would, seeing that we went, this Bahamian thing came about? Like, what changes took place, seeing that when the majority came and took power, right? Like, what dynamics changed in society? You know, that kind of way, like what reforms took place to represent this great change now that the makeup of the people, the majority, is now black people. What real changes happened the day before July 10th, 1973, and the day after? Like what changes did we take?
I would actually need somebody who was... Oh, I'm going to have to ask my dad that. My dad is going to be 70 this year. So he would have been a part of that transition period. But I would say one of the things, based on things that I was taught and read about, I would say that what I've noticed since 1973 is people have become more dependent on governments.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I think we could consider ourselves industrious people. Every time one industry flopped, you had another one, whether it was sponging, whatever it was. Bahamians find the pineapple industry. You had certain things, cascarilla bark. You had so many different things that Bahamians exported and did to keep themselves going.
That British citizens did.
That British subjects.
Yeah.
It was some subjects, eh?
yeah, British subjects did that,
So...
Because, go ahead.
So, 1973 then, you can say, sort of gave us a dependence now on what is our government going to do for us and not what we can do for ourselves. Because they were seen as the bailout for everything. It was no longer teach your children how to fish, because what you were looking at being pushed is your government now can do this for you. And it was passed down to generations, and it was being taught that the best thing to do was get a government job to be support. Like, that was the thing. Like, your MP is coming, and your MP is going to be your savior. This is what your MP could do for you, and this is why it's important. So we went from the British, and that's why you say we went from one set of slavery to now another. Because in our minds now, the things that kept us alive and kept us going during that slavery, we retreated from. It made us stronger. We retreated from it. We became comfortable. We were no longer fishers of men. We were no longer fishers. We
just waited with our hands held out for somebody to bring us something and to give us something instead of creating and always filling the void. Anytime one thing fell through, as British subjects, we found a way to bounce back and pick up onto something else.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I agree with you on that. But I mean, but when you were talking about how, to me, the only things that changed the day before and the day after was that we got a flag. You know, they took down the Union Jack, mm-hmm. and they put up the our flag. And you know, when you get a flag has come with some accessories. They call them pledge and national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can't have a flag without them two things, right? So that's what, so basically, our independence is basically just a flag and a national anthem and a pledge. Because, like I said, there's no real changes in the school system to educate the children about their history, especially mm-hmm. seeing that we were coming from a time period of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A time period where we felt as if we were nobody. So, I mean, you should have been teaching the children about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
African history should have been in school and stuff like that. But none of that took place. We just switched the flags,
mm-hmm.
and it's business as usual. I mean, you were talking about we went from the British to this new, you know, it's the same slavery system, Gabby. The only difference is the individual who holding the whip, skin black like me and you now, but mm-hmm. they still representing the same system. And another thing too, like when you were talking to Gabby about the people more or less looking to government at that time, and I feel as if, Gabby, that there was such a euphoria, such a joy. Black people back then to be independent, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, thinking that they were really independent, right? I feel as if that the prime minister could have gotten the people to wait for free to build a better country, because I feel as if that is how happy they were. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to serve them. Do you understand? So, but it just goes. So, I mean, so, but for me, Gabby, like I said before, when we talk about, for me, it bothered me when I hear Black Bahamians get up and talk about how history. We need to know our history. Where we come
yeah.
from? Where we come from? And then the furthest they go, when they start their history from, is right here in the Bahamas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they start talking, they say, "Oh yeah, this place ain't going back to Africa." They're talking about where we come from. If you don't know where you come from, all that stuff. But then when they start talking about, you know, they start talking about, you know, our history here, and our history as Black people started with slavery. So I mean, so if you're gonna consider yourself these islands where your history started from, that means you started from slavery. I mean, that's a bad place to think that you come from. You know what I mean? As
mm-hmm.
as opposed to knowing your history, your great history that exists across the waters in Africa. I mean, like I told you, like in the earlier call, Gabby, I said that all other Bahamians who come here, who, right,
mm-hmm.
other than Black people, other than Black Bahamians, they still have the culture of their people with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you sit down and just think about that for a second, right, that's powerful because,
mm-hmm.
see, and like I said to you earlier, Gabby, we as Black people, right, coming from oppression and slavery and colonialism, we did nothing to try to redeem ourselves, to try to get back some of that history that we lost. All we did was we continued on into the same mindset that we had when we were British subjects. You understand? And like I said before, this whole Bahamian idea, the whole Bahamian idea is a false concept that we as Black people need to throw off, because it is a liability to us more than an asset. We just proud to be Bahamian for no good reason. Gabby, have you heard intellectuals, intelligent people have debates about what exactly is a Bahamian and what exactly is Bahamian culture? We shouldn't even be talking about that. It'll be different, Gabby, if this was a nation that our forefathers truly founded, that they truly built, that they truly wrote the Constitution for,
mm-hmm.
that was truly based on self-determination from our perspective. But the Constitution is like a rubber stamp colonial document that they find all over the place, and then we falsely give credit to the so-called, we call them our founding fathers for writing the Constitution. Those people we call founding fathers didn't write our Constitution. We need to stop telling lies to ourselves. We need to stop telling lies to ourselves. We live in a culture of hyperbole. You understand? Like it's almost like when you go to a high school, right? Automatically, your high school is the best high school in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't win nothing. But because you go there, Because you go to, you buy
it. You make it great.
And because we born here in this Bahamas where we have it better than the rest of the Caribbean people, so we can kind of look down on them. Right? We have a sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a false pride.
Mm.
You understand? But I'm going to go now because I don't want to take up too much. But let me say this, Gab. We are black people. And no matter where you go, Gabby, if they discriminate against black people, they get discriminated against the Haitian woman just like how they discriminate against you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So that's the thing we need to understand. That's the thing we have in common. We as black people need to start standing on common ground as opposed to seeing our own skin color as the greatest obstacle. Because I'm still confused, Gabby, how prior to independence and majority rule, right, we had a problem with the people with the other skin color. They was the ones who was holding us down. They was our problem. That's the one trying to fight for some rights. You know what I mean? The Haitian people wasn't a problem to us at that particular point in time in our history. So I'm trying to figure out why is it that and how is it that from that point on, when those people were the issue, that all of a sudden we became independent now. We forget about them. They ain't the problem no more. And now all of a sudden we turn our attention and our Haitian brothers and sisters is the biggest problem.
Boy, you said more than a mouthful. And I really, but the lines are lit up. You all know I like to try and let all of my callers get in. Thank you so much for your contribution. We definitely will have to continue the dialogue on this and really talking. I got a ton of text, so let's clear the lines. And then we'll get to more of your text messages. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby. You lost them? Next caller. Caller, you're live today on Guardian.
Hey, Gabby.
Hi.
Man, listen. That fellow was talking too long because he talking what I didn't want to hear. He trying to tell us, the Bahamian people, what we proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have a lot to be a proud of, and nobody else but our forefathers wrote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the Lincoln Finland? Who was all of them? The other folks. Who was? I trying to figure out what he's trying to tell us. That's the same thing on the other show yesterday. They saying that don't be proud of the Bahamas, but other people in our country, they proud of where they ain't ever even been. I been here, so why I ain't be proud? Here. The food I eat, the culture, the music. Why I can be proud? I never been no other place. I never been in Africa. So what I can be proud to be African. I know I come from African descendant, but, you know, that's as far as it goes. All I know is living in this country. So, I mean, I don't want them to get confused and stop trying to put down your country to uplift someplace else where you never been. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carla. Listen, let me get through some more of your text messages. There's, the guest came to our home and mommy cooked the Bahamian food and talked to the guests about Bahamian culture. And this was Ross Corner off of Market Street and East Street. This next texter says, hi, Gabby. Yes, people to people is still around. It's a tourism program, but people are no longer open to it because the world is so dangerous. They carry them out instead. Love today's show. Thank you so much. Shout out to Stephanie. Hi, Steph. Y'all know I love the fact that you all tune in every week. I'm going to try to get through some more of your text messages. This texter says, Gabby, why are you letting the secrets out for the straw vendors? Take it easy, man. They don't make nothing. I just want to be like, you know, if you're traveling and you have friends abroad, you say, I want to get something authentically Bahamian. And then I think about the straw market. Firstly, I just get a little bit flustered first because I was like, okay, you got to be hustle first. And I kind of see, like, I know everybody hustling, right? But I kind of see because from you walk through the door, it's like, what you looking for, sweetie? What you looking for? And I'm like, okay. You have to mentally prepare for that war when you're about to walk into the straw market. So it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And if you're someone that gets overwhelmed, you may not be able to take it. See, I could take it, but I just have to mentally prepare to go look for what I'm going to look for and then get out of there. This next text says, let me get to some more of your text messages.
Excellent talk show today, Lady Gabby. We need to know and understand what it means to be Bahamian. Jehovah God Almighty had transformed us from African slave to British subjects and now Bahamians by the Queen of England. So let's be proud to be Bahamian. Let Jehovah Almighty reign forevermore and forevermore from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph C. Stubbs in Freeport, Sela, 2026. Thank you. Shouts out to those of you listening from Grand Bahama. I love you all. Hi to my mighty conquerors, my mighty conquerors. Y'all know I was a conqueror, right? I was a conqueror for like 2 years, but it still counts because, you know, everywhere we go, people want to know who we are. So this next test says, Jesus, Lord, my beautiful sister, please play Papa Smurf. I am a Bahamian. That song, my producer, they say, I must play Papa Smurf. I'm a Bahamian. So we could play that on the exit out just for you because, see, I work for y'all. I love y'all so much. Let me clear the calls. Before we have to get out here, we have a couple more minutes. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Yes, good morning. Good afternoon, Gabs.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, you're all right. You know, I was in and out, so I didn't get the full show. But, you know, the last caller made some sense, and also the Rasta Chris before that, right? But I'll just have to say that, you know, slavery began before the New World slavery. You know, we know about the Arabs enslaving the Africans, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't a chattel slavery, but they still didn't allow us to miscegenate in their region. That's why you don't see the amount of Negroes in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. And so, for me, slavery is nothing new. So I wouldn't juxtapose it with the New World, even though it did happen. But the last caller made something very interesting because I was kind of offended when I hear the Haitian narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the infuriating narratives and the demeaning narratives and the belligerence and the contempt that they show in our country. So what I'm saying is we are all Africans. So why the contempt? You understand me now? What the caller was saying, I felt the same way. So somebody on the show said yesterday there's no such thing as organic Bahamian. So he may be well and correct. We all came from Africa. But then there's no such thing as organic. He had a one-way narrative. And by the way, knowing history doesn't make one a genius, Gabby. You see what I'm saying? Knowing history doesn't make you a genius. It just makes you more conscious. It just makes you more conscious. So I was trying to figure out, why all the talk on the Bahamian people then? You understand what I'm saying? I really don't get it. But in listening to Lang one day, Lang said that post-independence, the rulers of the country, the leaders, decided that they would stay affiliated with the monarchy, right? British subject that I really call British objects. You understand? That's what I see that. And so, for me, I'm just sick and tired of people attacking Bahamian people with all of this xenophobic BS. But here's what's sickening for me. People in Africa, Ghana, telling Nigerians to go back home, and vice versa, different bordering countries telling them to go back home and showing the effects that they have on them. We didn't create these schisms. These are post-colonial schisms. So I would like to people have sensible dialogue, and I'm willing to debate any one of these guys who come on the radio. Because my knowledge of history is at the threshold where I could question them, and I could debunk what they're saying. And so I noticed they wouldn't read my text yesterday, and they also wouldn't speak the truth about the revolution in Haiti. So what I'm saying, in other words, I don't deify any man. I'm seeing a deculturization of us, and you want me to accept another? No, we are all Europeanized. So Haitians should be proud to be Haitians, and I should be proud to be Bahamian. But don't tell me there's no such thing as organic Bahamian. So there's no such thing as organic Jamaican, Haitian, Grenadian, whatever. You see what I'm saying, Gabby? Why the attack on us? You get what I'm saying, Gabby?
I get what you're saying.
But it isn't fair. So what you're trying to tell me? I suggest let someone, and Gabby, any Bahamian could see the desire to subjugate. Why are you on social media talking about Moss and them be running the place? That's garbage, man. You see, those type of things, you know, post-slavery. I don't know if you have read Dr. Miles Crutcher's book, The Mahapa. Post-slavery, you know a lot of African slaves were afraid to leave the plantation. You know that, Gabby?
Yep, they were.
The same thing now. But, I mean, give me a break, man. I mean, the whole world they said was Pangea, right? You remember before Continental Drift, Gabby, in geography they taught you?
Yes.
But it was Pangea. So there's an earthquake, and then you had the different continents break up. And so I could juxtapose that with common sense by looking at different animals that have adapted different, but you still see antelopes and lions and big cats on all the continents. So I could base the theory of continental drift on that. But see, I could attack them with just basic common knowledge and common sense, you know. But please stop attacking the Bahamian people, because if we're all Africans, then no one is greater than the next. I don't care about no revolution, even though it fires me too. And it'd be all black people there. So show me that. Don't infuriate and subjugate me in my own country and expect me to sit down and shut up. You see what I'm saying? I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate the hate.
Thank you. Thank you so much, 52. We appreciate it. Listen, we are basically out of time, but I want to quickly get some more of these text messages in. This says, good afternoon, Miss Gabrielle in Bahamas. It is quite amazing that some Bahamians seek not to want to be identified as a Bahamian, while many non-Bahamians are seeking to become Bahamians. I know this, though. Those who talk about they are Africans and they know that they are Bahamians, I like to see how they face when dealing with official documents for recognition, business, and traveling purposes. This is coming in from the text line. More text about the people-to-people program. This text says, we better get smart. They want us to embarrass, to embrace their culture. We all can see that they do not embrace our culture, only our jobs and money. Listen, y'all, I is a Bahamian. I love the Bahamas. As far as I know, it's the only place I know. This is where I was born. This is where I was bred, fed, and this is the only land that I know. Our history is taught, and we've gotten so much different bits and pieces and fragments. Civic education isn't a real thing here. And as we go through talking about how we can continue to develop and grow the Bahamas, these are going to be the types of conversations we have. I am going to empanel a cross-section of persons, millennials, Gen Zs. I can see if I can find some boomers. And we'll continue to put onward together. This has been Guardian Radio Today with your host, Gabby. Wednesday's done already, y'all. It's not enough time. I'll see you next week. God spares life. Talking Heads is up next with Naughty and Mary Jane. Good afternoon.
Back to where we could have been. We rose above emancipation. It was when we were set free.